This is Peter J. Pollack, MD, with another Medical Practice Trends podcast, and our guest today is Matthew Rosenberg, CEO of Opaque. Opaque powers ambulatory surgical center operations via its proprietary cloud-based platform, leveraging web and mobile products. The company supports ASCs to increase revenue and reduce risk at a lower cost. Matthew founded the company in 2014. He previously worked in management consulting at McKinsey. Subsequent to graduating from Yale Medical School, he holds a bachelor's in economics from Harvard College. Welcome, Matthew.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so our topic today is going to be United Healthcare's acquisition of SCA. Can you tell everyone about SCA for those who aren't familiar with that company?
Sure. SCA stands for Surgical Care Affiliates. It's one of the largest surgical center chains in the country. It has approximately 200 centers, and it was recently acquired by United Health, its subsidiary Optum, actually.
United Health is a health insurance company, right? Is this new territory, a company like that, getting into the ambulatory surgery center space?
That's right. So this was really somewhat of an earthquake for the industry. The idea that an insurer would make an acquisition of a provider of this size and a provider in this space is really something quite revelatory. They did it through their subsidiary Optum Health, and it actually achieves a number of objectives. So first and foremost, ASCs are viewed as very cost-efficient facilities for performing surgeries. And so it's quite clear that this puts United's partners in a position to recognize that they can be providers, that they can be disintermediated, particularly the hospitals. That is obviously quite a sea change. It also, from the SCA perspective, as well as for certainly United, which has Optum, it creates a true continuity of care because naturally they have many physician practices, and now they have the complementary outpatient surgeries. So it really does create this one very powerful model. It does, however, raise some interesting questions for both the physician owners of these surgery centers, because SCA Surgical Care Affiliates is often a co-owner with surgeons of these outpatient centers. So it does raise questions for them, and it also will present some interesting challenges to other insurers who might be in network or contracted with those surgery centers of SCA.
We know practices that have been dropped by United Healthcare. So now they have partial ownership in an ASC that's now owned by United Healthcare. How are those things going to be resolved?
Right. So I think that this is one of the more interesting phenomena that's occurred recently, which is physician owners of surgery centers have become more focused on seeking out significant partnerships. And that's actually been one of SCA's mechanisms to grow, and other surgical center chains. And one of the powerful motivators was for physician owners to be in network, because obviously to be out of network is a completely different model of care and business model. And so there's a question as to what will happen to those physician owners. Now they must contract with United, or not must, but one would assume they have to. And also for non-United insurers, how will they engage? Because after all, they're effectively going to be driving, if those centers are in network for them, then they're effectively shifting business towards their competitor, United. So it raises these interesting questions. I think on the whole, it's probably the loudest clarion call for the hospitals, because after all, they're now put in a position of realizing that the insurers have a way to bypass them for the outpatient surgical space, which is not only growing and is a greater share of surgeries than inpatient, but is also viewed as far more cost efficient, as I mentioned. So it's a place that insurers naturally would like to see patients cared for.
How would you advise any ASC client owners, particularly physicians and medical practices? What are some of the things that they need to be aware of? Do they have any leverage here at all, or is this not really something that they have a say in?
Well, that's a really interesting question, and I've talked with surgical center owners in about this, particularly chains. And the what I've heard is that it does present challenges for the physician owners to think about the idea of actually ultimately not owned, being being owned by an insurance company. However, the downside of being out of network is quite severe for many surgeon owners. So I think that the first question for a physician owner of a surgery center to decide is, does he or she want to be in network or out of network? If an owner is going to be out of network, this conversation becomes fairly irrelevant. The world is definitely going away from that, with the exception of more elective-oriented fields. However, there are many surgeons that still are out of network. The second question is, what is the nature of the specialty? For those care models that require a real spectrum, you can imagine that it's going to be far more difficult to contract without having a really good partner for episodes of care, for bundled payments, for value-based payments. And so in a situation like that, it might be wise to find a larger entity that could contract on behalf of the surgery center or actually is part of the insurer. I think the last question that I would consider if I were an insurer owner or a surgeon owner, what is the composition of the insurance mix? Or excuse me, what is the payer mix of the facility? Because I have to assume if a particular insurer becomes a dominant owner, that some of the other insurances would be less represented going forward. And so I think that those are the three questions to consider. One is, does one want to be in network or out of network? Second, is one in a field that requires not point of care, but a continuum of care, and in the value-based world? And the third is, what is the insurance mix? Because ultimately, you have to make a decision as to whether or not you're going to go forward with a surgical center chain ownership model or a hospital ownership model or potentially now an insurance ownership model. And if that's the case, that might impact other parts of the patient population that the centers currently serve. On the whole, I think that this is presents a real opportunity for physicians, but have to tread carefully.
Great. So Matthew, if someone wanted to get more information from you or about your company Opaque, and that's O-P-A-K-E, how could they contact you?
Well, they can always visit the website, www.opaque.com, and they can submit a request directly and I'll get it. Or they could just email me, matthew@opaque.com, 2 T's, and I will get back to them as soon as possible.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.